Rakuten lets 44M Pay users swap loyalty points for XRP. Rakuten has switched on direct conversion of loyalty points into XRP for its 44 million Pay users in Japan, turning one of the world's largest consumer point networks into a feeder for the XRP ledger. The launch was first reported by Crypto Potato on April 30, 2026, and lands alongside a stack of Ripple-side deals with Korean banks, insurers, and the OKX exchange. The number that matters is $23 billion. That is the value Rakuten's loyalty program is reported to carry across its app, e-commerce, travel, and points wallet. Until now, those points moved sideways inside the Rakuten ecosystem. They now have an exit ramp into a public asset, and from there, into anything XRP can be swapped for. What Rakuten actually shipped inside Rakuten Pay, eligible users can now convert loyalty points into XRP, trade XRP in-app, and spend at the same network the points already covered. More than 5 million merchant locations across Japan. The Android version is live first, with iOS planned to follow. A launch campaign rewards bonus tokens for purchases of 30,000 yen or more, which works out to about $190 at current exchange rates. The campaign is structured as a temporary boost rather than a permanent reward rate, so its effect on conversion volume should fade once it ends. XRP itself was trading at roughly 1.37 as of April 30, 2026, down about 1.6% on the day, per the CoinMarketCap snapshot. Social sentiment around the token hit a two-year high on Sentiment's tracker after the announcement, even as the spot price drifted with the rest of the market. Bitcoin was at $76,146 and Ethereum at $2,269 the same morning, so XRP's reaction is broadly in line with risk-off conditions, not a divergence. Why this is bigger than a typical exchange listing a token listing on a Japanese app would be a footnote. A 44 million user loyalty program plugging directly into a public token is a different category of integration. Loyalty points are a closed-loop balance with no withdrawal value outside the issuing brand. By giving holders a one-tap path into XRP, Rakuten is converting a private liability into a public transferable asset with secondary markets. For Rakuten, the product question is whether converted balances stay inside the app or leak out to other wallets and exchanges. The 5 million merchant spend network is the retention lever. If XRP earned through points is most useful inside Rakuten Pay, conversion rates rise and the company keeps payment flow data. If users instead route XRP off-platform, Rakuten still wins the conversion fee but loses transaction visibility. For Ripple, the deal is a distribution win that does not depend on US regulatory progress. The company is also running parallel announcements that pile onto the same news cycle, a collaboration with South Korea's K-Bank to explore blockchain-based remittances, a partnership with Kyobo Life Insurance focused on tokenized government bond settlements, and an RLUSD listing across more than 280 trading pairs on OKX. None of those is a Rakuten-scale consumer event on its own, but together, they create a multi-region drumbeat for XRP and RLUSD adoption in Asia. What it means for spending Rakuten Pay already functions as a payments app, so the user-facing flow is not a card swipe. It is a QR code or in-app push at one of the 5 million accepting merchants. That puts this launch closer to the stablecoin and wallet spend products that have been moving in Korea, Japan, and the UAE than to a Visa or MasterCard issuance. The relevance for crypto card holders elsewhere is indirect but real. Loyalty to crypto conversion is a feature most card programs in the West do not offer. American Express, Chase, and Capital One each sit on points liabilities measured in the tens of billions, with no live crypto off-ramp. If Rakuten's conversion volumes are public after a quarter or two, the data will be cited in every pitch deck arguing that traditional issuers should follow. For Japanese users specifically, the practical question is whether converting points to XRP is more useful than the existing Rakuten Cash or merchant direct redemption. That depends on XRP's price stability inside the holding window and on whether the in-app spend rate at those 5 million merchants matches what plain points already buy. Until Rakuten publishes conversion ratios and effective discount rates, comparing the two is guesswork.